Blog Talk Radio.
This is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with...
Satish Ram, who noticed that you seem really excited tonight.
Yeah, because we're talking about TNA. Right?
Crickets.
No, yeah, you know, Cricket. the whole, what's his name? The guy with the beard who won the title quickly, after, you know, from the guy who had the reign for a while and beat the corporation.
So Hulk Hogan beat AJ Styles?
No. It was the guy with the beard who has the funny gimmicks.
The funny gimmicks.
Jeff Hardy. Well, he doesn't have one now. What?
No.
He had a funny gimmick, but now he doesn't anymore. I don't watch TNA people, but no, he beat Magnus for the title. It happened. I swear that the guy with the
beard.
Angle.
Sorry, Kurt Angle.
Yeah,
my bad.
Kurt Angle beat Magnus for the title in a corporation angle. I kid you not. And in
so
one night. Yeah, or something. No, but seriously, though, moving on to SmackDown. We're doing a SmackDown recap, everyone, I swear. So, on SmackDown, we had a really good post-WrestleMania SmackDown. I mean, it wasn't like Raw, but it was what you'd expect, what you'd hope for from a post-WrestleMania SmackDown.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect? When they show a video package or page, everything automatically gets bumped up a letter grade.
And it was such a good one. See, that's what I liked. It could have been, because we talked about how on Raw, we talked about a lot, how on Raw they made her seem weak or, you know, young and inexperienced and so green in the, you know, and everything. But this video package, they actually edited all of that out.
Mm-hmm.
So this video package actually made it look like she's the person, you know, the kind of contender that she is. She deserves this title. You know, it wasn't as big of an upset as it should have been. And the video package really made it seem great. You know, where they wove in her NXT arrival package, and they actually, you know, like, they played the music in such a way, and they used a lot of video effects to really make Paige, you know, look very powerful. And I really cannot wait for her feud with AJ.
Yeah, that actually should be a lot of fun, because that's pretty much the top two divas in NXT and WWE right now. So,
yes.
Entertainment right there. It's on the horizon. It's begging to be.
And it was so nice to see, you know, to see the rivalry be continued on SmackDown.
Because that's exactly what happened.
Yes. And then CM Punk was the referee.
I mean, all we got in terms of divas was Layla's return, right?
Well, not return. She's been on Main Event, and I know we always laugh about it, but now that
Main Event
is a thing,
main
like
TV.
She was at WrestleMania.
She was in the Battle Royale?
Yeah, she was at WrestleMania.
But I mean,
she was on Main Event.
You know what I mean here.
I know. This is her first actual, like, real return, and it's cool because, you know, if anyone really hasn't been following and thought that they were making a joke on SmackDown, no, they've actually been doing some really funny things with Twitter, some things that I actually enjoy, because I know there's some people who think, you know, Twitter is this, sort of that, and I agree, but to actually be able, in this age, to use technology to help an angle work is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Where over Twitter, again, as I was saying, over Twitter you have both Summer Rae and Fandango tweeting to each other. I don't know if you saw this, Satish, but on Kate's side they were actually posting all of the tweets where she was going on a tweet frenzy where she was like, hey, baby, I don't know if you – like they were like, oh, I think his account has been hacked. He's not answering me. The next tweet, WWE just told me his account wasn't hacked. Frowny face.
Aww.
Yeah, like a tweet after tweet is just like her freaking out, and it's great because at one point when he tweets, that tweet that they showed on SmackDown was the actual tweet that he put eventually where he was like, I guess you didn't get my text, Summer Rae, but it's not me, it's you.
It's you, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, it's not me, it's you. And then she starts going crazy. She's just like, I remember back when we were like this last Monday, post a picture of them, like walking to the ring.
No.
The next one, I don't know, but it just makes me feel like this song, Someone Like You by Adele.
That's cute.
It was great. I was just really excited because it's just, you know, it's a thing where I just like that these people can be characters not only on TV but off TV. I mean, look at Ryback, for freak's sake. I mean, Ryback is
the best
example.
Twitter account out there.
Oh, yeah. You know, sadly, they didn't let that transfer over. But, hey, you know, every single time someone tries to rise up, they kind of put them down.
But,
and
I mean,
strangely,
got
wait
great.
A minute. And strangely, both times, they were the white man. Interesting, actually. Zack Ryder and Ryback. Both times, it's like, the man is keeping us down.
Well, when you gave Sin Cara Twitter, I don't know if you remember, but when they were doing the transfer from Mystico to Hunico in the mask, actual Sin Cara tweeted that he was out, you know, hanging out. During the
time
he was about to have a match on Raw.
Yes, this was Alberto Del Rio. The first match, I think, or the second match with, you know, the new guy in the mask, 9:30 on Raw. I don't know why I remember the exact date, but we did this on the Spreaker account. We talked about it. 9:30 on Raw. They're having a match, and then the other thing caught a live tweets because for some reason he's still freaking connected to the account because that's smart, guys. And he always tweets when in the mask. So he tweets. Just, you know, whatever, saying, "Oh, I am at Mexican restaurant here." But like, how far away was it? Just like, I mean, states away.
Yeah, and it was just like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was on purpose, because it was on purpose. Wow, nice slap in the face to WWE. But
I hope so.
But it wasn't, bro?
Yeah. Well, again, he should be slapping them in the face, because they're stupid to still let him be on the account when you've already
made
their
fault.
Because technically they hadn't released him yet.
That's correct.
But at the same time, I don't know why. But at the same time, you wait. Like, you cut it off. Like, you just immediately just like, nope, done. You can't let that continue. So their fault. But anyway, getting back to the actual, you know, the whole SmackDown thing that we were talking about. John Cena came out, right? It's weird because normally
John
I say
Cena
that John
sucks.
Cena. Yes. That should have been our opening. Normally John Cena, you know, I actually say that he has good promos, right? Like he can cut a good promo when he wants to, but I think they just told him, "John, please make summary," because his promo was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needed to be saved by Bray. It needed
that.
Well,
in terms
because,
of summary, it was cool.
Well, yes, but at the same, here's the thing. If it was Raw, that would have been different, I think. But
not
the fact
even.
That it was
on Raw, he would have got killed more. He'd be like, "John, we just saw it 10, 12 hours ago."
Fair enough. I just don't think it needed to actually. No, because the thing is on Raw, it feels like it's like for emphasis, like, wow, this stuff happened. On Friday, it's like, "John, it's been a week. Like, do you
for
think
SmackDown,
we already
it's
forgot?"
For emphasis.
Like, what?
For SmackDown, it's for emphasis. For Raw, it's for story progression.
Well, either way, there was story progression because WWE listens to our podcast. Now, I'm not saying that we're big, guys, because we don't get a lot of listens. We're not the biggest show on Blog Talk Radio, but
getting there.
They
but,
did our story, yes, getting there. But they did our story, all right? We were talking about how it would be wonderful if, you know, obviously we knew the storyline was going to continue. We assumed anyway. We assumed that Bray wasn't going to go lick his wound somewhere. So if they were going to continue it, we were hoping that Bray Wyatt would basically say, "No, John, the things that you did during that match, they were questionable. And because that we saw you being questionable, that means that we still, you know, you are still a monster." And hopefully
monster.
Bray will get that win. Hopefully
funny,
we're able to get
that. I think word for word, he may have said some things that I said on the podcast a few weeks ago.
Which is
he's
great.
Like, "Ray, come out and say, 'John, it's okay. I saw the monster. I saw what I needed.'"
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, "Ray, thanks.
Yeah.
Shout me out next time. We can
yeah,
use
right?
the fucking promo. I love you."
What if they just change the goat to a ram?
Random fact.
Yeah,
the size
sheep,
of Bray's back tattoo are the same that I have.
What?
Yeah, I noticed that the edges of his tattoo are the same designs on my back.
Meaning that you're no Bray Wyatt.
I can be Bray Wyatt. We have the same body build.
You. Please note that Satish Ram is Guyanese. Now, if someone doesn't know what a Guyanese person is, don't worry. Just Google it. But the point is that he's Guyanese.
Where's
meaning
South America?
That,
South Americans
what?
Are 10.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt is the opposite.
Quite I pretty much
the
have the
exact
skin tone, actually.
Really? I don't think
a little
so.
Darker?
Kofi Kingston?
Kofi Kingston's black.
Kofi Kingston?
Kofi Kingston's black.
Yeah,
I'm
Kofi Kingston.
Black.
Well, you're no Justin Gabriel, all right?
I'm closer to Justin Gabriel, but I am Kofi Kingston.
No, you're... we'll just agree to disagree here, okay? But back to the wrestling.
My hand right now, you bastard.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure you are, Kofi. But,
I'm
going to
call
you
white for the rest of this podcast.
Oh, I will destroy you. But so I'm closer to Justin Gabriel, actually, than you. So
because
what I was
you're...
Saying,
did you tan today? Did you go to a tanning salon? Was that your activity for the day?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, one of the tweets between Summer Rae and Fandango. Fandango finally tweets out of nowhere and just goes, yeah, I'm getting a tan today. And Summer Rae is just like, oh, baby, you look so great when you tan. And it's just like, then that's when he responded saying, I'm sorry, I don't know if you got the text, Summer Rae. It's not me, it's you.
I also like the subtle heelness of the fact that he texted her a breakup.
Yes. I didn't think about that. That's great.
That's an asshole move, bro.
Not that I do that, everyone, but
Zach
that is
Ryder's
a great little
there.
Thing.
Zack Ryder's sitting there. That's an asshole move, bro. Summer, are you okay? I'm not going to date a jobber because Fandango broke up with me, Zach.
Okay. No, what I think is great is that they demote him even further. It's like you tried to get in on an angle you were not a part of. Imagine that, though, like, because it's Twitter,
but
so you think anyone could.
What's the demotion? JTG level? Because that's heroic.
Yeah,
Zack Ryder can't be my hero.
JTG is a black superhero that has a white sidekick. Never have we heard of such a thing.
We haven't.
Which is sad, actually. What?
We haven't. I was waiting for the joke, but we haven't.
Is very... That, it's like, oh, it's a punchline. No, it's a fact, actually. That's
hey,
sad.
If JBL has... if JTG has been saving his money, we
right.
can have, like, a reverse million-dollar man angle, where JTG is the $1,000 man.
I thought... You know what I thought you were saying? I thought you were saying he could walk out of the company, like CM Punk did, where JT just, like, I'm walking... It's just like one of those guys, one of those sitcom things where JT is like, I'm walking out of the company. Everyone just keeps on going about their day. I am leaving right now.
Who are you?
Yeah, everyone just walks right up to Vince McMahon's door, just like, I am going to get a title shot from you. Well, could you please get my coffee first? Immediately, JTG is like, I'm leaving. You know, it's like he walks right before Monday Night Raw. He just walks in, he's just like, I'm going home. Walks right out, out the building. Vince just looks over to, like, Hunter and just goes, could we still call security on that guy? I mean, we can't just let people just randomly walk in here.
And then leave dramatically. They'll think they were part of
fan?
The entertainment.
Is he a fan? I mean, is does he?
JTG, you're my hero. I know you're from New York.
No, we
I
love
you.
We love
I hope
it.
You listen to me. Find me.
What if...
We
how
can
great
chill.
Would it
I'll
be?
Buy you a beer.
How great would it be if eventually, or if now even, there are certain jobbers, as much as we love them, certain jobbers who listen. Or certain people in the lower, you know, card who, like, listen to us. Who we love, by the way. Like,
I
like
JTG, I would love you to be our first official WWE guest.
Yes. No, but what if, like, Dolph Ziggler listens and then talks to other people, like John Cena, and goes, John, you got to listen to this. And John's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to go be John Cena somewhere
else. Why would we assume
Dolph
that
like,
we're cool enough for Dolph to like us?
Because I like Dolph. Like, I'd really hope because of the way that we push him.
Everyone
I hope
pushes
that,
Dolph, but WWE.
So I'm hoping that Dolph would just sit there and be like, you know what? I like these guys. They're cool.
He must like all of us. Everybody pushes Dolph except WWE.
Yeah, that's true.
We love Dolph. Dolph wasn't on SmackDown, was he?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Sandow was on the new loss.
Oh, yeah, speaking of, okay, so you've heard me make my rant.
After the Cena Bray thing, what was next?
Right, after the Cena Bray thing, let's take a look at the magical list. Oh, there was a Bo promo, which was great because it was a different... Okay, they had two Adam Rose promos, they had two Bo promos. What I was really happy about was that they were different from the ones on Monday. Not both of Adam Rose's promos, but one of them was.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me extremely happy because I sat there and I thought, this is nice. Like, you're not only are you promoting these guys, but you're giving them different promos because it's just SmackDown, sadly, you know, in their eyes. So I assumed that they weren't going to change things up.
But that's
no,
still
they
really
did.
Cool because when you think about it, right? I mean, we've got two Bo promos, two Adam Rose promos, and a Page package. That's some good usage of TV time.
Oh, it is. I'm really hoping that they're going to promote them very well, and I'm just hoping. And next was, I was about to say Santino. I'm going to shoot myself, because no, it was Cesaro.
Right, Cesaro,
Cesaro everyone. What?
Cesaro and Big Show.
Yeah, and we had Paul Heyman come out, and Paul Heyman, I know we always say that he's good at what he does, but my God, he is great at what he does. Paul Heyman, see, here's the thing about Paul Heyman. See, we didn't need Paul Heyman to make Cesaro look legitimate, but at the same time, it's just he makes him look so legit. Like, honestly, and I know we've said our piece about JTG and about, you know, Zack Ryder, but I will say this. You give them to Paul Heyman, there is, in about maybe 5 months or less, WWE title run.
What I think is cool is that here's the way I look at it.
Right.
WWE went ahead and looked at Cesaro and they said, you know what? He has everything down but the ability to cut promos.
Yeah.
But he's really good at that everything else. So instead of letting him wander around now, when they're giving him his big WrestleMania moment, instead of letting him kind of wander around to let him improve on his promo skills, they said, you know what? Screw it. We're going to put the best manager we have on this guy as a mouthpiece. So he can continue to be awesome. We can justify pushing him, and he doesn't have to worry about his weakness.
Yeah, and I think they need to do that with more people. Because honestly,
because
I would
took
like
long enough to give him a push anyway.
Yes, but what I need is, what we need is a Heyman army. Like, you know, honestly, I would hope that he can get Ryback and possibly have Curtis Axel back on his side. Because here's the thing, even if they stay in the exact same position they are right now, the point is that not only are they Heyman backed, not only does Heyman have like a little army going, like a little, like, you know, a bunch of clients. You don't have to, okay, like there are people who represent, you know, celebrities, or let's say, you know, who are like really, you know, high up there on the list, and then some who aren't as much. But it's okay, because either way, you're getting money, you know? And that's the thing, where I feel like they need to realize that with Heyman, where it's like, he can push people, but he might not be pushing them as well, or they'll just be like those guys, where it's like, oh yeah, you know, I like Heyman can say, like, oh, I have a WWE title competitor, I have, you know, a tag team, you know, division, I have a United States guy, I have a Continental guy. Like, he can have those guys. Like, he doesn't have to just be pushing one guy.
You know what he needs?
You know, what?
Those guys. Us.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't have said it any better. Why?
That was really great.
Yeah.
It was in your promo, man. He needs
what
those
if,
guys. He should be with those guys. That's
we should,
a sign.
We should contact him and have him say that and just have that always be our opening.
Just be like, hey, you want to work with those guys? I would work with those guys. You know, Justin Gabriel, talented people like Ryback. Yeah, I would work with those guys on Twitter or just something like that. And just we have that tweet as our image.
Yeah, no, what if...
You would work
if,
with
no,
those
what,
guys,
you know,
right,
we need, you know what we need him? No, we need Paul Heyman to be like, you know, just I am a those guys kind of guy. You know, just the thing about those guys compared to other podcasts. Is that they're not
hitting.
Those guys. They're just some other guys.
We should just get an entire paragraph where we have to mix his words. It's just like, I like those guys. And just be like, yep, he said that cleanly in a sentence, guys. Actually, I think we could probably do that right now. Like, not the second, but over the weekend. If we could find, like, a Heyman promo, I know we could get the I like and guys. If he says those at any point, we can make this a thing.
Oh, my
and
God.
And that'll just be our opening. I'm Paul Heyman, ladies and gentlemen, and I like those guys. that'll be our opening.
Yeah, no, honestly, I think if we get big enough, or even now I think, just please, Mr. Heyman, can you read out this paragraph? You know, I think he would read out the paragraph, as long as it's not something, like, really stupid, where it's just like, you know, like, something where it's just like, he can get in trouble for this. No, just, I like those guys, you know? Bam, got it.
What if
got
we get
it.
Cool enough that one day, like, we can have JTG, like, introduce our podcast? I know, I'm
that
shooting
would...
for the stars here.
Yeah,
but,
right?
Send just a quick recording. Hey, I'm JTG, and welcome to Those Guys.
What if one day we're big enough to get John Cena on our podcast, and we can pretend that we're having technical issues? What if one day we get that big? We're just like, sorry, John, we can't hear you. And he has a script to go by, and I don't know what the entire sentence would be, but it ends a fragment thing where it's like, I like him big. Just really, really stupid, immature things.
We would never be that unprofessional with John Cena, though. As much as I know, we would joke about it.
No, we would never. But I'm saying this first off, we never get JTG on our show. Like, we're shooting for the stars here. No, John Cena, I would actually like to say, John Cena, as a human being, I would love to
get JTG on our show.
I could make a couple calls. But I think that, you know,
I
right
can make
now,
a call. I don't
I
know
can
if that relates to what we were talking about, but I can
make one
call somebody right now.
Yeah.
I have phone numbers on my phone.
What if, I hate you, what if right now, oh my God, what if you were in the room with JTG and he gets a call on his cell phone and you just hear, yo, yo, yo. Like, what if that's his ringtone still to this day?
But he wasn't the one saying it in the freaking intro.
But still, how great would it be where it's like, yo, 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 it's crime.
I think he would do that if Shad called him.
Yeah, that's only Shad's ringtone.
Crooklyn,
bringing the hood
Shad.
To you.
It's Shad Gaspard. Hold on, guys. Shad, how are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
JTG speaks perfect English.
No, imagine JTG like, yeah, you know, like, Shad, how you doing, man? Shad, I'm doing pretty well, you know, it's just doing my own little thing.
Completely veered off topic, by the way.
No, they were on SmackDown, right?
JTG
yeah,
was
sure,
not
why
on
not?
SmackDown.
I'm pretty
Sadly.
Sure he was.
Keeping
I'm,
his ridiculous
I'm,
appearance streak or non-appearance streak.
I'm about
intact.
95% sure that I'm wrong. But anyway, the match between Cesaro and Big Show was a good one. I mean, you know, sadly no swinging, but
from the Battle Royale.
Yes, which I have to say, I think it's great that we. That's why I said that it was a SmackDown that you would hope for post WrestleMania, because you did have continuity. Sadly, you didn't have any divas, but you know, hey, sexism, right? WWE, good job. But you had Paul Heyman come out with Cesaro, cut a great promo. You know, you had. You had Paul Heyman on commentary, and then when Cesaro, you know, he left the ring, and then Heyman actually told him what to do. See, that's some crazy thing called, you know, being a manager that people forgot about, where it's just like, you know, it's like, oh, they're a manager. What does it mean? Well, they helped the other guy win, or girl win. Well, how? Well, they'd either, you know, distract them or kind of just stand there and then they lose because of them because they were distracted. It's like, well, what about the whole, like, you know, telling them, hey, so here's what you should do. Here's a good strategy. No, that's not needed from a manager. In what professional sports do managers do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see. And plus, he is the best manager around, and he just cut a promo about that. So it was nice to see him directly go for some involvement.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Definitely. Definitely. And then, you know, Swagger came in, interrupted it. Great, you know, storyline progression.
And then Cesaro pops neutralizer on the Big Show because he's just superhuman at this point.
Oh, he is. You know, if you're not a Cesaro fan at this point, you should. Yes. And then we moved on to Rybacksel defeating Los Matadores, which confuses me, if only because, as I will mention later and I mention now, we need storylines. Even if they're the barest of bone storylines, we don't need, the Matadores fought them the other day and then they won. So now Rybacksel fought them today and then they lost.
Well, that's how you make a rivalry.
That's how you make a rivalry, but I just normally, like, the thing is WWE does the whole, like, slow build thing, but for their mid-card, they don't do slow builds, they just stop. Like, remember, they had Goldust fighting, you know, Fandango for a bit there, and maybe it's because of the Fandango fluke that we heard about where Goldust was pissed that he made him bleed, maybe that's what cut that off.
Yeah.
But it was going there for a while, and they had their own little in-ring things, but no actual promos. And now we're back to Emma Santino, something that we had for a bit, and then we jumped away from out of nowhere.
Well, it's better now, or at least revamped, because of the fact we now have Fandango Layla.
Yes, but that's
so
their
I
own little
that's
thing.
Okay.
yes, that's their own little thing, though, where it's like, I mean, I like it, but it's not, like, it doesn't pertain to, you know, the whole in-the-ring promo thing. But again, as I mentioned,
I
want
to see what they're going to do to break Santino and Emma, because,
yes.
Or at least do the opposite where Santino becomes Emma's manager for the most part. And Emma's just doing her thing. You know what I mean?
Because it happened once or twice.
But continuously doing it, because it would be a really cool step in the whole, like, hey, not all of these managers have to be pretty women outside of Paul Heyman. You know?
Exactly. Right.
Like, it would be really cool to have just a wrestler, a male wrestler, manage a female wrestler. I think that would be awesome.
Yes. Also, before we continue with matches, I would like to mention how much I hate the internet, because I don't know if anyone's seen these posts about The Undertaker, where apparently...
Oh, let's throw out the phone number real quick before we get into that, because I know
people
might want to talk about this.
Definitely. Very sorry about that. Very into this, you know, the wrestling. Please, throw out the number.
Yes, 718-664-9468. That's 718-664-9468. If you want to comment on what we've said so far, what we're about to say, which no doubt will at least spark a little unfortunate interest.
Definitely. So people have been saying, now I think it's kind of died down, but sadly it's still going around the internet. People have been saying that Brock Lesnar went into this match at WrestleMania. He was in it for himself. And he managed to somehow, you know, win the match without WWE wanting him to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to really sink in and have people just kind of just see this train of logic. So while I actually have heard that the referees, have to call the match. Like, they can't just, like, stop and be like, oh, no, but, and, like, make up something, you know. If it's a three count, it's a three count, right? Regardless. But at the same time, you know, these articles being written, some of them written actually before Monday, so it was in that interim. But for me, at least, it was hard for me to find dates on the articles. I don't know how you found dates, you magician. But I didn't see dates on some of these articles. So for me, it's like, and for others, it can just be any time. So I had, you know, a fellow friend who, I don't even judge her on this. Because, again, no dates or anything. Just send me it going, Lesnar's going to get fired. And it's like, he was on Monday, everyone. You know, you're going to, like, if they wanted to fire him, they would have made some really quick storyline about how the ref was probably paid off by Heyman.
Yep.
And then they would throw the ref away for, like, a week, and then no one would remember him back on Raw again, because no one thinks of the ref, sadly.
Correct.
So that's what they would, but no, he comes on, cuts a promo about how good Brock Lesnar is, and then they walk into the sunset, and we're not going to see Brock until, you know, SummerSlam or something. But it's just mind-boggling that someone actually thought that we had a Bret Hart Part 2 in 2014.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you thinking whatever you want, honestly.
Right.
I'm okay with you thinking to yourself, Brock Lesnar went into business for himself. I am not okay with posting it on the internet as fact and trying to pass it off as so.
Fair enough. Okay.
That is where I get upset.
Right.
I had a lot of discussions about, you know, was that a mess up? Was that supposed to happen? Why did Undertaker make that decision? Did he make that decision? Did Brock go into business or himself? And all that crap. That's cool. Discussion is great. I love opinions. I love diverse kind of thoughts. Don't post that on your website and try to make it seem like, yeah, I've got the information that tells me that Brock's going to be fired.
I forgot to mention this. The article wasn't on, like, a blog or anything. It was on something that calls itself one of those, even though it wasn't a popular known news site, it's one of those sites where it's just like, oh, on the internet, and I have, like, it's like it was, like, Hustlers or something. Mind you, this site not only said that, oh, yeah, we know if we have inside information, Vince McMahon was interviewed shortly after WrestleMania saying that Brock Lesnar would be fired.
Yeah, I love how people like to use this kind of stuff for publicity, and then somehow assuming the idea is no publicity is bad publicity. And I used to run into this topic a lot when I used to write for a Mets blog, and I still will, by the way, so I shouldn't use past tense. But it was so annoying to watch people put things in titles misleading for post-clicks.
Yeah.
Because they wanted things to seem more definite than they were, or they wanted it to seem as if they had more information than they actually had, when it was just speculation.
Yeah,
pisses off a lot of commenters. Because if we only have a title or a blurb to go on, or we want to think you're a trusted source, don't try to do that crap to us.
Yeah, because I think what really gets me is that, you know, even my girlfriend, who she hasn't seen WrestleMania yet, sadly, but, you know, internet, Facebook will spoil her. She was spoiled, and she was saying, telling me the speculation, and she was like, oh, people are saying that this happened. And I'm like, sweetie, don't you worry. You know, she wasn't the friend. She's, you know, different sources, which is even worse. It's like different people are even saying this. We're like, sweetie, don't you worry. If they had a problem with Brock Lesnar, you know, like they we would know. You know, but no, nothing reported that there were any problems. Yes, they reported Undertaker was in pain. Yes, they reported, you know. I mean, hell, again, for all we know, the match was changed on the fly by Undertaker. For all we know, right?
Yeah,
but what I can tell
you
is
that this may have been Undertaker's last match, and it just so happened that it was Lesnar. And then we've heard the other story that was, and I talked to you about this, that Undertaker, you know, with stories that he wanted to end it via Mark Henry or Kurt Angle, wanted to lose it with somebody with credibility outside of WWE/F.
Yes,
and,
also
you know,
I've heard that he trained Brock Lesnar, so they're on good terms. It's just issue of
their friends.
It's just an issue of, you know, not giving it to your buddy, because honestly, I will believe that if you're going by strength alone, Lesnar deserves it, right? It's all the other outside things that we've already talked about on other episodes of ours that we both believe that Lesnar doesn't deserve it. But if you're thinking the way Undertaker thinks, it's like, actually, great train of thought. But, you know, you are mentioning every other reason that we're just like, but this.
But yeah,
you
I
know.
Mean, to wrap that up, we disagree. We'll agree to disagree on that matter,
of course.
Right. But basically, as we know right now, Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman are still employed by WWE. Heyman was allowed to cut an A-plus promo trying to explain everything. So we're going to work with the prevailing logic that they're not fired.
No, and that someone before the match, or even if it was during the match, let's pretend, and Undertaker said during the match, I'm going to lose this, I'm calling it. It was his decision.
Yeah.
Right?
And
we're
going to
say that much.
That's the bottom line, because the Ram fucking said so. I'm sorry.
Basically, that's the bottom line
on that topic.
Speaking of, he's going to be on Stone Cold's podcast in about 2 weeks from now, so you can definitely listen to him on there and see, because he's going to be there as Mark Calloway, not as Undertaker, so there's a good chance that he will explain himself and we'll hear what happened about it, the whole story.
Okay, that's the bottom line, because that comment
made
me listen.
Yes.
And he's
but
check out Stone Cold's podcast.
Yes. No, but that's great. So
moving forward.
Yeah, very funny lead-in.
But go for it. We've got half hour to talk about the rest of SmackDown.
Oh, yes. We have Damian Sandow and Rob Van Dam, who I mentioned before, and I'll mention
RVD
again, and I mentioned with... Yeah, well, RVD was great, by the way. Like, I love RVD, and... What?
Always is, I think.
Yeah, no, he still has it, and it's great, because I think he can take these breaks and come back, and he won't lose it, at least not yet. And you can give him anything you want to, I think, even like just to lose to someone else. However, right now his fights with Damian Sandow are getting on my nerves.
I can get that, but I assume it's going to lead to some kind of thing where he's going to win one of those titles and pass it on to someone.
Okay, I would hope so. But too much hope, my friend. Too much hope that you have, because, again, we keep on having these things being transferred in and out where it's like, oh, no, but they've been fighting for 2 weeks, so on the third week we all...
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see what RVD does on Raw this week, actually. Because
I know
things are going to be slowed down a little, because, of course, we're having the Ultimate Warrior Tribute Raw on Monday. By the way, it is confirmed. They mentioned it on SmackDown.
We are having Ultimate Warrior. Mm-hmm. What I think might happen, though, hopefully, it's an Eddie show where it isn't a compilation in any way, because if it's a compilation, that would only be upsetting because they don't treat SmackDown like their main show. So it would be upsetting if, even though I love Ultimate Warrior and I think he deserves it, at the same time, it would be upsetting because it would push everything back, and they don't treat SmackDown as well as they should. If they treated SmackDown the way that they should, I would love for them to dedicate the entire 3 hours to Warrior clips and to people talking about Warrior.
It would be cool.
Kind of like how they did
with
Benoit.
And they did the Eddie show, with Benoit. They still had matches, and they were great matches.
Not the Benoit show. I thought the Benoit, if I remember correctly, the Benoit was entirely...
It may have been just a memory thing. But
Benoit was memory. Eddie was the one that I would like it to be. Where
I agree.
They
were matches.
Yes.
And they were good
matches.
But I think the good guys won all night.
Well, usually they usually win on you know, in WWE, good guys usually win unless it's through antics. So I think
no, but
even
still, you know, a night when all – and I'll check this up because I don't want to be wrong here. And I don't think we've got Maddie around to fact check for us tonight.
Actually, no. Actually, that night, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure that that night the Spirit Squad won the titles from Big Show Kane. Because I was actually –
I'll check you, honestly.
Because I believe I was rewatching it. And I'm pretty sure that they, because I was rewatching it recently because, you know, I just had those feelings. You know, I was like, I got to go see this. And I'm pretty sure they won that first match. But, of course,
well,
Chavo was there
and won. I'll check for you.
Right.
And as you do,
I will mention the fact that it's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, RVD, as much as I love you, oh, by the way, like, RVD again was great. And Sandow was pretty good, too. It's just that, you know, first off, the match was short. You know, they crammed in way too many matches in an hour and 20 show, and that's a big issue. You know, a very big
issue.
Right, because
it's like 80 minutes considering commercials and all that, right?
Yeah, because I've gone it before if I've missed it, an hour and 20, literally. 22 on a good day.
Yeah.
So it's hard. And then Hogan comes out, and while it's a cute segment, great segment, unneeded, because it's just like Daniel Bryan needs to be given the rub by Hulk Hogan. It's like, no.
You were wrong about the Eddie thing.
Okay, very sorry then.
There are no titles on the line tonight, and no angles were being mentioned.
Wow, that was very interesting then.
This show is similar to the Raw that took place the night after Rest in Peace. Owen Hart died. In addition to the matches, they had emotional interviews with wrestlers talking about Eddie and clips of highlights in his career.
I hope that the show goes on, but they do make references and tributes to the utmost degree. I'm hoping even Heyman, let's say, will be cutting a promo on Cesaro and say something good about
the
Warrior.
They did a video package for Eddie. I'm looking at the matches here. It was Big Show and Kane, who were faces at the time, versus Eminem. They won.
Right. So sorry. I also was watching some other Raws at the time. I must have confused the two.
And then we had Kurt versus Shelton. And
Kurt
won.
Angle?
Yes.
Interesting.
Shawn Michaels versus Rey Mysterio, and Rey Mysterio won that match. I actually loved that match.
That sounds like an amazing match, actually. And I'm assuming we had, I remember having Chavo on that, though. I forgot who Chavo fought, though.
Mm-hmm. I'll see what I got there.
Chavo
was a Divas Battle Royale. Eugene beat Simon Dean.
Well then.
Ric Flair beat William Regal. John Cena beat Randy Orton. So for the most part, it seemed like it was a...
I want to feel very sad about that. Let's all realize, and I know for some people they enjoy it so much that they don't care, because they think, oh, no, that was my teenage years. That was my childhood, so now it's great. No. I want everyone to understand that. What year was that?
2005. Because he died
in 2005.
November 13, 2005, by the way. Because
November
I remember that 13, very distinctly.
2005. John
so
Cena beat Randy
14?
Orton. John
it must
Cena
have been
beat
14th.
Randy
right.
Orton. In
by
2013.
By DQ.
Regardless, in 2013.
By Cowboy Bob Orton.
That's funny. That's nice. I used to love when Cowboy Bob Orton would come out with him. But in 2013, that's still a thing. Why? Move on, people. I mean, it looks like we've moved on, but I'm really nervous now. I was actually very nervous when John Cena talked about Daniel Bryan having the title in the promo in the beginning, because I thought, no, John, no. Because that would be the best thing in the world, wouldn't it? Put them both in the ring together. John gets his retribution. John is now the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. But it's okay, though, because the Yes Movement wasn't stopped because a bad guy didn't beat him. So everyone, yes the way, while Daniel isn't your champion.
Okay,
but thankfully,
so
we have Bray Wyatt. But yes, so moving forward with the card. What sucks is we usually start off with the main event, but it wasn't even as good of a main event as it should to kind of start off to lead us into other things. So we have to just sadly, go with the card. So yeah, so we had Hogan and Daniel, and it was a nice moment. I really enjoyed it, but obviously it wasn't needed. We didn't need it at all in any way.
Also, it's really hard to find information on the Benoit show, but I think it was similar to Eddie's.
I am 95% sure, but then again, I was wrong with my previous thing, but I'm 95% sure that it was an entire clip show. But I'm most definitely...
Okay, Maddie's around. Maddie, if you're, since you're out there listening, can you see if the Benoit... Okay, here we go. Benoit show... Okay, so you were right here. 100% clip packages and old matches of his. So you're right and wrong.
Which is what made it worse. Wait, what was it? How was I wrong?
Yeah, you were wrong about the Eddie thing.
Oh, yes, of course I was.
Okay,
no,
so...
But it makes it even worse, actually, because while Eddie's thing, you know, not that Benoit didn't deserve anything, but it's just, you know, they go full out for Benoit. Let's not get into that
because I know
we're not getting into that. But I just find it to be interesting where Eddie's was like, oh, we're also going to wrestle, and then this is the one where they thought, let's just go all out.
Well, it
and
might
then,
have been just the progression of years thing because the Benoit
thing,
I think it was 07. So they just thought to themselves, you know, maybe we shouldn't wrestle on the show. Let's just skip clips. And
that's what I'm saying.
We'll see what they
but
do with the Ultimate
one.
Warrior thing because
right.
Okay, here I'll argue this, and not in anything in terms of character. Benoit
right.
and Eddie were performers that were recent and, you know, died
right.
while their careers were still going on.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do these clip packages and stuff, it's recent stuff.
Right.
Warrior,
yes.
with his career back in the 90s and stuff, I don't know if they're going to do 100% clip packages for him.
No. I think what they might do is whenever they come back from commercial, there's a chance that they'll show clips from a Warrior match. I would feel. Also, they did something very awkward tonight. They replaced all of the Twitter feed with, you know, rest in peace, Ultimate Warrior, right? But
yes.
it's an issue when the commentators make reference to what is supposed to be on the Twitter feed. And then the backstage pass had the real Twitter feed.
It's okay.
I know.
We
but
let
them just...
slide this time because of what happened.
No, but the thing is this. It's like, I don't want to let them slide if only because they did it the entire time where it's just like, guys, you watch the show. The one time when they actually reference it, just don't do it that one time. The other times do it. All the other times do it. But the one time...
I let them slide this week. That's it for me.
Okay.
Because for one thing, this isn't like a technical thing. This was, you know...
No. I understand. It needed to be done.
I remember... SmackDown tapes on Tuesday.
Yes.
We find out Tuesday night.
No. That's what I'm saying. Obviously, they didn't know beforehand.
I'm saying.
You know.
So we let it.
But what I am saying though is that you have to at least watch the show before you just dump it in there.
Oh, fair
I'm
enough.
Assuming. That's what I'm saying. You know. But anyway, so Bad News Barrett defeated Kofi Kingston very
right, he
quickly.
Got the crap
again.
Boot out of him.
Yeah, which is great because I mean he's supposed to, so it's nice.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
he's because he's not, contrary to the cheers on Raw, a face.
No.
He is a dick.
No, so thankfully they acknowledged that
and
here.
I'm so glad to see him in the ring again because excellent
with the
mid-card
cape.
Heel.
Yes.
With
the cape.
Excellent mid-card heel, very athletic, entertaining kind of guy. I like to sneak some weight back.
I wish there was some kind of title they could put on him to, like, show how good he is. Sadly, both the United States title and the Intercontinental title are nowhere to be found.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to them. It's not like... And it sucks because, okay, they put it on Big E, and we were all hyped, and we were still hyped the next week, and then they did nothing with it.
We were actually hyped the whole month.
They slowed down Big E's push by giving him the title. How stupid is that?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but how stupid is that?
And I would
what
love
idiot
to give
thought.
I would, you know, honestly though, I would love to give Wade Barrett the light heavyweight title. Sadly, the light heavyweight title along with X-Pac have not been seen for weeks, and frankly, no one cares.
Apparently. Go Mick Foley
yes.
for that quote
yeah.
of the century.
I love that. It's just a beautiful thing. It's just and frankly, no one cares. It's like, oh, well, okay. But yes, I know that. Isn't that great, though? It's like, now I will acknowledge your point. They actually managed to slow down a push when, I mean, hell, there's been, Batista has even said things like, oh, yeah, you know, sometimes they'll put titles on a guy to give him a push, and that's stupid. They managed to do the opposite of that.
And it's just
they
so funny because it's the time period where we have a three-hour Raw
yeah.
and we have a unified title and no brand split, meaning all signs point to making the Intercontinental and or U.S. title seem very, very important and desirable. I swear to God that I don't
yeah.
believe in. Somebody in WWE Creative has tunnel vision, and all they see is main angle.
Yes, we've talked about, oh my God, I've complained to you so many times over the phone where, and I've complained on this podcast. See, the reason why I bring up stories a lot, and I know it sounds crazy and I sound like a nut by this point, but the thing is they care a lot, right, about their main stories. So you're going to see great things with, you know, Bray Wyatt, even though I'm sure, you know, I've heard he writes everything himself, but still, great things with Bray Wyatt, good things with John Cena, depending on who he's with, you know, great things with Daniel Bryan and all this stuff and great everything, but then all of a sudden you trickle down just a little bit more, and it's like you've gone from the 1% to the middle class where we are right now in this country, where it's just it's just so bad, where it's just like, all right, so we're not doing so well down here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an issue. Where we have titles, you know, as you've mentioned, 3-hour Raws, no brand split. So, and you know what's the sucky thing? You think, I want to argue with you, right, and say, no, but Satish, what they have to do is they have to make sure that the titles can get defended on the pay-per-views because that's why people will buy the pay-per-views. They're not even doing that. The only two titles, because sadly one counts as, you know, two count as one now, the only two titles that were defended at WrestleMania were the tag team title. Oh, the Divas, right, so sorry. The Divas title, as well as the WWE World Heavyweight. You know, they could have even done something crazy. Big E could have gotten on someone's bad side, and they could have said, if you don't eliminate 5 people in this Battle Royale, you will lose your title, or it will be vacated, right? It could have been something crazy, where you're like, Big E doesn't even have to win, but so long as he can eliminate 5 people, and right there, you're rooting for Big E.
Yeah,
not even to win.
It pisses me off so much. And also, arguably, we've got mid-card talent right now.
Yes.
We've got people who can do things, who are talented.
You know,
and we're letting
them
waste away.
Yeah, I mean, it's the saddest thing in the world if we actually put, like, the Intercontinental title or the U.S. title on, you know, Cesaro right now. Right? It's sad.
Yeah, and I love you, Ambrose, but seriously, drop the title.
Yeah, no, and that's because the thing...
You're good alone on your Shield stuff. You're fine.
Yeah.
You don't need that thing around your waist, and they're not doing anything with it.
Hell, the past month, I think he's come out with it once or twice, maybe?
He gets announced that way, but it's just such a waste. And I love you,
No,
Dean.
But sometimes
you know
he doesn't even have it, which is an issue.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They just need to remember, like, hey, you know, what are we doing with these? Because that's the thing. They keep it on them. And then I honestly, and you know what, I'm probably wrong, and I really want someone from WWE to call in and tell me how it works. Because it's an issue when it's all we see, right? All we see is things not being defended and people being lazy.
No, but what the fuck is what are you going to tell me? You know, there is some kind of issue. There's paperwork. You fucking did this for years. Where you have people have mid-card storylines. God forbid the United States or Intercontinental Championship meant something. Hell, you had this when you had a hardcore title, 2 different tag team titles. Remember the fact we only have 1 set of tag team titles now.
Yeah, right.
So we had 2 different type of tag team titles. We had a cruiserweight title, a hardcore title. It's just...
Light heavyweight. I know that I mentioned it as a joke, but it happened.
Lazy are you people?
Yeah.
Or did you just hire 14-year-olds who aren't good at English? Because there are, you know, really smart 14-year-olds, I'll admit. But they just don't know what they're doing. They can't story write.
You know what I think it is? I don't know if we actually talked about this on our Spreaker account or if it was over the phone. They're burnt out.
Well,
they have to
be. Hire new people. Hi.
Obviously. I know, right? Hello. No,
put
obviously they have
NXT
to hire new
to
people.
Announce. I don't care if you embarrass me.
Yeah, right? Pour hot sauce on you. Well,
pour
no,
JR's barbecue sauce over me and strip my clothes.
To the amusement of all the women in the crowd. But I still feel as if it's just, you know, it's just, I mean, again, I think that, I know they need to hire more people, but I really think that they're so burnt out at this point because they have to be. Because what they do is, and by the way, it's not even them. It's most companies where it's just like, oh, we have to make sure that our veteran gets the highest position. It's like, no. You let your veteran get the highest position in certain companies, they're dead by that time. They don't have a soul. You know, let the ambitious guys get the top spot. Or at least a lot of say, because you let your veterans do it, and immediately there's no connection with the crowd because the veteran, top writers, I assume right now, have been doing this for so long that there's a good chance they can't connect with us. because they don't know us, because they only know what they knew from back then.
But they're not even making a fucking attempt to connect with us. They're not even giving us a story to critique. There's just nothing there.
I honestly, I'm hoping and praying that it's someone who doesn't work with creative telling creative to not be creative.
I don't know. I don't even know. I know that sounds convoluted.
I'm just gonna end it. I'm just gonna end it with, I know it sounds convoluted, but I would pray to God that they aren't dishing out money to for people to just sit on their thumbs.
JTG, moving on.
I mean, with, you know, they can be typing and shit. But anyway,
moving forward,
we have, you know, we talked about Fandango and Santino already. Strangely, that was one of the first things we talked about. And then the Usos and Daniel Bryan versus Batista, Orton, and Kane. And it was...
Main event.
It was just... I think the issue is that obviously the Usos are out of their depth and they're not going to, you know, do very well.
It was your typical six-man tag match. Weaker face.
Yeah.
Beat down on him for a bit as heels. Wait for a hot tag by larger face.
The thing is I think we haven't... Either we haven't had those in a while, or it felt to me as if we haven't had those in a while.
Oh, you could be right, because we've had some really down, especially the ones involving with the Shield, the Wyatts, Daniel Bryan, even Cena and these people. We've had some high-quality six-man tag matches, to the point where tag matches are very interesting back and forth these days.
So I think going back to the standard that we used to have for a while over the past year, the standard where it's like, yeah, this is our standard tag match. I was not into it at all, because when I heard, oh yeah, it's going to be Batista, Randy Orton, and Kane, and then Daniel Bryan and the Usos, I thought 5-star match, not 5.
By the way,
but
I love how we didn't even mention Hulk Hogan. I love how we completely ignored Hulk Hogan.
I told you, you were not listening, sir. I said, yeah, the Hulk Hogan, Daniel Bryan segment was great, but it wasn't needed. And then we moved on.
But that's what I'm saying. That was all we gave it.
We
give insignificant fans more than that. We gave Hulk Hogan a breath and decided, that's all you need, Hulk, even with Daniel Bryan in your segment.
Because he doesn't need to be in the segment. Because Hulk Hogan, when I heard that Hulk Hogan comes up next, I was really sad. I was upset because he doesn't.
But when WrestleMania was coming up, SmackDown.
But he was also on the SmackDown previous, so he didn't need to be on another one. You know, when you
Hulk
have
does nothing anymore, I feel bad for him.
Nobody cares. Well, here's the thing. The only reason why no one cares is because I know he can't wrestle anymore, and sadly, his mic skills have gone down a bit. So, because
Silverdome, brother.
That's the thing. No, because if he still had his mic skills or his passion, because I even know he can't, like, wrestle, but if he could still move the way he used to, then I would be like, okay, keep him on. Hell, let him be someone's manager. Right? But he doesn't have that anymore.
I just thought of an angry old man. He can't be a manager. He would just try to
manage
the kids. And be like, get off my lawn.
That's the thing. He can't
get out
now.
Get out of my ring.
But if he was, brother.
Hulk,
you know,
you're managing me. You're supposed to have my back.
Honestly, I got a plan, brother. What he needed to do was he needed to not leave the company. And when he was still in his prime enough where he could move around, not wrestle, but move his arms and shit, he needed to become a manager. Because I think he has the energy to be like, you know, get him, brother, you know, have that power. But right now he doesn't have the power because he's dying. He looks like he is. He's not dying. But he looks so frail and old, and it's just, he comes out and it's like, let me tell you something. It's like, no, let me tell you something, actually, Hulk. Please, go take a nap.
Okay, now that we've given Hulk Hogan his moment, you can continue.
Yeah, now that we, Hulk Hogan is very happy. He's like, they talked about me.
Good, discuss the six-man tag thing.
It was just a standard six-man tag match, and I wasn't a big fan. I didn't like I liked that the ref thought, you know what, screw these guys. I'm done, you know? But at the same time, I've never seen that happen. And there's been pandemonium. Like, there's been, hell, in the Usos-Ryback-Soul match, they were just having, you know, crazy stuff like that outside the ring, and there was no 10 count. So unless I blinked, maybe, and I was like, wait, no, what? They immediately were just counted out. Like, just, nope, we're done here. We're done.
Yeah, it was a double count out, right?
Yeah, and then, as, you know, Kane was about to chokeslam Daniel Bryan
to get
the
Shield.
Funny,
by the way, because we got a double count out on Raw, didn't we?
Oh, no. No, we didn't. No.
Yeah, but he said Randy Orton versus the Usos was a double count out.
Oh, that's right. Hmm. See, so it brings the whole idea of we're
Maddie
having the same thing happen.
She just wrote, yeah, you did, yeah. She also wrote, fuck you, Matt, you were wrong.
I didn't, but
oh, no, she corrected
she
herself. We did, rather, because she was a part of it, too. This is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
also calling you a jerk. Wow, this is terrible. Maddie, you should, be
she's
nice.
Saying lovely. She's saying lovely things about me. I know she
No,
is.
I can screenshot it. She wrote jerk. It was actually directed towards me. But
Oh, fair enough.
It's all
but,
in the eyes of
that
the
sounds about right. That sounds about right. But,
yeah, there we go. Now she got specific. We got a fuck you petition there. That sounds, realistic.
Every
Whenever
part of
ready,
every
Maddie.
Part of Statitious Day. Every part of Statitious Day. What? Who said that? Maddie should call in to talk about Statitious. Actually, someone should call in with a streak. Maddie?
It's funny because
no? okay.
Maddie would call in to insult me, but she's also not going to do it.
Well,
she's
here's
afraid
the thing.
Of me telling her again that her voice is just angelic, because she's going to be like, I hate you. Stop.
You can do a voice. You can do, like, just put a voice on that isn't your own to fool Statish.
She won't do it.
Get your brother to call. Do you have a brother? Find a brother. Get your brother to call. And just be like, this is Maddie. But sadly,
2 minutes have become Maddie Central because she's just screaming at me in the chat. Again, guys, Maddie, our resident fact checker, lovely young lady.
Oh, yeah.
With
oh, yeah.
An angelic
she, liked the,
voice.
She liked the Facebook page. Facebook page, you say? Yeah, the Facebook page. Those guys on the radio. Really? Yeah. She
yeah,
like that.
The easiest way to get to us. Like us on Facebook.
Yes. So anyway, so sadly we have to wrap this up. Main event was nah. I mean, nah, you know. But hey,
I mean,
Shield interrupted. It was nice. It's storylines, but either way, that's how that ended. Sadly, we were keeping the streak tonight. No one called
bomb.
In. Yes. We're keeping the streak tonight. 6-0. People like to call in and
yeah,
say
I
that
mean,
we're awesome.
It's Friday night. It's Friday night. We came out a little bit late. We didn't get to promote as much tonight. So it's okay.
Everyone's actually, you know, like having lives. But either way, so I would like to say thank you guys for listening to those guys. Now, please remember that tomorrow we are taking a little break, but on Sunday, 6 p.m., How I Met Your Mother season finale recap. That's right.
Kudos for recap, actually. That
yeah, I know. Actually,
cute.
I was really happy about that, which really signifies my day. But, so, Satish Ram,
brother. Matt Marrero, brother. And Anthony Sandreas, brother.
San Andreas, actually. I always say that wrong. We are all going to talk
no,
about
San
How
Andreas
I Met Your Mother.
Works, because it sounds
no,
like
but it's San Andreas. But it's actually
no, but
San
that's
Andreas.
Okay. Can we call him San Andreas?
Please call him San Andreas. We've never actually talked to him before. Please
Look,
do.
I don't even want to just be like, and not Anthony, just like, yo, San Andreas, how's it going, bro?
Oh, but do it. Do it.
But
so,
you know, hopefully we can get some people to call in because I know that's going to reach a large fan base, including our friend Maddie. Who was a How
Definitely.
I Met Your Mother fan.
Oh, definitely. Oh, even better then. But, yeah, so, Maddie, spread that on the Tumblr. I'm not
Tumblr.
Old. Spread that on the Tumblr. But, anyway, we are going to head off. That
Did
was
you do
not
that?
Meant to happen. No, that was an eagle. Actually, Jack Swagger's soaring eagle just flew by. But either way.
Why did
like
you try
to
scare me away? Are you trying to get me to stop playing music at the end?
I would never do that.
I'm going to hurt you.
What?
I'm going to hurt you.
Do I? I'm sorry, am I working the switchboard tonight? Is this what I'm doing? I think that's Jack Swagger's soaring eagle.
I have the switchboard in front of me. I have the switchboard in front of me.
Thank you guys for listening to those guys. We're going to play
out.
We're going to play out Paige's music.
No,
we're
not.
Thank you all.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
See? Paige's music.
Why are we doing Paige's music? I thought you wanted to start running. Let me play the start running for you right now. Come on. I'm cutting through with you. Let me play it.
You know what? We
Let
cut off.
It.
We cut it off. What were you saying, Satish? This is the first time we've ever actually cut the music off. What do you
Can
want?
I play This Fire Burns for you? Can I? I'm cutting a deal with you.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay
You're
with
sure?
that. Play This Fire Burns, yeah.
Okay,
A couple seconds
you.
Left. Come on.
For you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Viva la raza! I'm okay with this.
I
can't speak Spanish in the middle because I'm not good at it.
Thank you, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Now that we're on overtime,
I think
that play that the guy did during the sports thing was really good.
I'm cutting you off.